Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Andrew White. Okay, Andrew, we've had a pretty, you know, chilly, a little bit warmer, but also a mild week. But it looks like we do have a chance for some snow possible over the next couple of days. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we got shots for some light rain late today, so probably going to be during the evening rush hour. We can see a few sprinkles here and there. That's going to continue into the early overnight hours before we kind of briefly dry out. The main thing that we're looking at when it comes to snow chances here for the next few days is probably going to be during the daytime tomorrow. It looks like we're going to see the potential for some widespread light snow, but then there's going to be some bursts of heavier snow here and there that could briefly lower visibilities and lead to some minor accumulations here and there.
So which parts of the state could get the bursts of heavier snow, as you put it?
I mean, I think really we're looking at just about everywhere, but it's going to be centralized here, I think, in the Indianapolis area and points to the northwest is going to be the where the, you know, the best chances are going to be.
And how long do you think this will last?
I think the best chances are probably going to be during the afternoon and evening hours, and then that'll kind of wind down into more just flurries tonight before we get some more chances for maybe a couple snowflakes here or there tomorrow, during the day Saturday.
Okay, so for Saturday, it looks, I mean, I've been seeing all week that Saturday's a day that light snow is projected. Do you see it kind of still being that way?
Yeah, that's kind of what we're looking like. There's going to be some flurries here or there. There may be an accumulation of a tenth of an inch for a couple people, but most people are just going to see a few flakes here or there.
And then going into Sunday, what, are we looking back at clear weather after that?
No, I think we're still going to be kind of in the same pattern where we're going to see light flurries and light snow, mainly during the afternoon hours again. But again, the best chance for accumulating snow looks to be Friday. Saturday, Sunday just look to be more of kind of the nuisance flurries.
Okay. So what precautions do you think people need to take to get ready, especially for Friday?
Yeah, I think especially during the evening rush hour tomorrow, we just recommend people to, especially if they start to see they get in these heavier snow bands, just to take it slow and be prepared for some sudden slick spots. Even after the snow has fallen, some of that can quickly melt and then cause some more slick spots as well.
All right, and temperatures, I assume, are they supposed to drop as well? I know we've been up near the 40s recently, but are they supposed to go back down to kind of what we normally see around the freezing level?
Yeah, we're going to be probably right around the mid-30s tomorrow, and then low 30s on Saturday and Sunday are going to be our high temperatures. But then we're going to be kind of back closer to where we were earlier this week with temperatures in the upper 30s early next week.
Okay. Any other threats to know about, like maybe high winds or anything like that?
We're not too concerned about the winds, but tomorrow, I mean, we could see winds 20 to 25 miles per hour at times during the afternoon.
All right. What's next week looking like?
Really, there's not too much going on next week. The main kind of time frame that we're looking at for any potential for rain or snow is probably going to be Wednesday, Thursday, but right now those look to be pretty minor chances right now.
All right, he's meteorologist Andrew White with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Andrew, thank you so much for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.